Well, thank you, Gentry, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCSCI and WCSCIRadio.com. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m. With us on the line today is Jeff Winton, founder and CEO of the nonprofit Rural Minds, and Nikki Schaefer, Director of Occupational Health and Wellness at Pfizer. And the holidays are upon us, and we wanted to talk about mental health during the holidays and the challenges that exist in rural areas. We'd like to welcome you two in and just get started by saying that, you know, here in Illinois, there are some startling statistics.
Yes, it's absolutely right, Brian, and it's a pleasure to be on your show today. Illinois, of course, has a lot of rural areas, and the last statistics that we've seen is that 1.7 million people in Illinois are living with some type of a mental health condition, and that's a big part of the population. As a matter of fact, that's more than 15 times the population of Springfield, Illinois. And so we realize that, you know, in many segments of the population, there are issues, but especially in rural areas, we have a growing prevalence of mental illness and related suicide ideation. As a matter of fact, in rural areas nationwide, 65% of adults in rural areas are more likely to die by suicide. And the youth number is not far behind. Youth living in rural areas, like many parts of Illinois, are 55% more likely to die by suicide. So these are staggering statistics and something that Rural Minds and Pfizer is grateful to be able to shine a light on today.
Well, Nikki, we'd like to bring you in and get some thoughts as well to kind of follow up on what Jeff began with.
Thanks, Brian. I'm glad to be here as well. And Jeff mentions the statistical part that are just staggering. And the challenges in rural America are that the access to resources and social isolation and loneliness can cause additional stressors and strain. And we need to look at ways that we can provide healthier coping mechanisms, having people look at expectations, and just looking for other ways to stay connected with people and how to do that and how to have the support systems to build upon, whether that be a medical community of support or peers, family, and friends.
And I believe where we're at in a rural area, you so often hear a word called underserved, and the options just maybe aren't there like they are in, you know, larger cities.
Well, that's absolutely right. You do have a shortage of many healthcare providers in rural areas, such as where my farm is located, where I'm talking to you from today on the shores of Lake Erie in upstate New York. The fact remains 65% of counties in rural America have no psychiatrists. And part of the issue is, even if providers are in a particular rural community, in small towns, everyone knows everyone's business. Everybody knows what kind of pickup truck you drive, for example. So even if services are available, there are many people that are somewhat hesitant about seeking out help because of the stigma that is attached to mental illness and the fact that people in rural America, like I was raised, were taught to be very independent, to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, and not to talk about issues. And we've got to start talking about depression. We have to start talking about alcohol use disorder, because these are illnesses, just like cancer and diabetes are. And until such time that people are comfortable talking about the issues, they will never seek help.
That's such a good point,
Jeff. And
as
we approach the holiday season, this is the appropriate time to kind of put the spotlight on these issues because there are a lot of reasons, but during the holidays, things can get rough for a lot of people just because of the mental stress.
Absolutely. Holiday season brings upon many different stressors, whether you're already struggling or not. And looking for ways to minimize those stressors and not get into a position of financial strain or some of the unhealthy coping mechanisms that we may have used, such as drinking more alcohol to get through times with our families that we didn't want to have there with us because we thought they caused more stress, or the financial strain that we often place upon ourselves with those unmet expectations or unrealistic expectations that we have to buy the best gift or someone else is going to buy a bigger gift. And so how do we be able to address those and recognize them within ourselves? And how do we make sure that we're caring for ourselves? That is the most important thing that we can do to help relieve some of the additional stressors, is really finding a way to take care of ourselves individually. And something that Jeff mentioned about the pulling up our bootstraps and just going on, and a lot of us do that. We tend to just trudge through and think that it's going to be okay. And especially when we're thinking about that related to mental health, we often hear people talking, small towns or anywhere, oh yeah, I'm taking medication for diabetes, or oh yeah, I've got high blood pressure. But rarely do you hear somebody in a church conversation or at the local diner talking about needing to take an antidepressant, or gosh, I've really been struggling with anxiety, or I've just been feeling really down. Those aren't the common conversations. And really, we need to get to a point where all of those other conditions that I just mentioned are talked about as commonplace and seen as acceptable as things like diabetes and high blood pressure.
So as our time winds down today, let's just kind of finish up. There are many of us who probably are in need of some help or know somebody. Let's give some ideas on how those people can get help and what maybe the next step is and what some resources would be.
Well, I highly encourage your listeners to go to our website, which is ruralminds.org. We are an organization focused on the 46 million people that live in rural America who are struggling with various forms of mental illness. And there's a lot of resources available on our website. I also like to remind people the 988 number that exists. This is a free confidential number that people can call or text 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where you will get a live trained mental health counselor who will help you through a very difficult time and then help you find resources once you're past the point of crisis.
And I would echo what Jeff has said about ruralminds.org and also add some self-help types of options in looking at ways to care for yourself. Look for ways to connect with nature, taking a retreat time or a recovery time. It could even be a half hour, but totally time that is for you. Looking at ways to go for a walk or places to go for a walk, perhaps listening to music, and finding ways that you can speak or really view gratitude and meaning in the various situations that you are involved in, especially as we're coming into the holidays. But seeking that professional help and the resources that exist is vitally important to continuing to get healthy.
Any final thoughts today as we close?
I would just like to add that while we do have an underserved population from a healthcare standpoint, there is help. but you first have to admit you need help, not to be ashamed, to admit that you have this issue, and to seek someone who can help you find those resources.
And I would add that looking at any type of mental health concern or problem should be looking just like we would at any other medical issue. There is nothing to be ashamed of, and it is in your best interest to make sure that you're getting the care that you need.
Well, I would just like to say thank you so much for being a part of the show today. You're welcome to come back at any point in the future. We wish you the best and say happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Brian. Happy Thanksgiving.
You. Happy Thanksgiving.
And that's today's In Touch. Our guests have been Jeff Winton, founder and CEO of the nonprofit Rural Minds, and Nikki Schaefer, Director of Occupational Health and Wellness at Pfizer. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 here on New Hit Country.